Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Simon Ledbetter, who is the head of marketing for Keller Williams in the UK. In his previous roles, he used to be head of marketing for Countrywide and also head of marketing for Knight Frank, so he knows his onions. Simon, why should estate agents join the Keller Williams brand? Talk to me.
So I'll use my own story first, and then I can explain how that would impact estate agents. So I'd worked at the UK's largest estate agency, Countrywide, the biggest group. I'd worked at certainly one of the world's most prestigious property companies, Knight Frank. And I was wondering what I could do next, because I'd fallen in love with property marketing. This is the best product, horrible time for it, but this is the best service or product.
Brilliant.
It's just, you know,
I love it.
I love the people. They're some of the nicest people I've ever met. And the industry is really interesting, and it's everything about us. It's everyone's most expensive asset, it's investable, it's our built environment. It's like, this is really good marketing opportunity here. Uh-huh. What do I do? So I left Knight Frank because corporate life doesn't really suit me, and I've done my own businesses. I was thinking, right, I'll start something in property, probably a property marketing type company, possibly. That would be where my skills are. I've also got quite a dark green streak in terms of environmentalism. I think sustainable property might be an interesting angle for me to look at. And got close to talking to quite a few investors about different business models that we could operate. The portal idea was also rumoured and linked up in terms of could we do one, but it's like, there's probably enough portal startups. And I've known Ben Taylor, the CEO of Keller Williams, since his time at Countrywide. It overlapped when he was at John D. Wood, and we hit it off really well. And it'd be fair to say that Ben has been talking to me for 2.5 years about Keller Williams, going, come on, there's an amazing opportunity here. And I finally read the book, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent.
The red one.
The red book.
Yeah, check it out,
wasn't it? Yeah, I read the book, and I was like, I was blind, now I can see. And, you know, I know there's a bit of a cult moment, but actually it's a bit of a culture moment. So the other URE in that is, there was a handbook on how to do really good estate agency marketing, and it's in a thin section in the middle. The bits around the edge are amazing about being really good estate agents. And then what I really liked about the Keller Williams models, it's much more about a coaching training environment, because they've taken away the idea that we're corporate masters who will tell you what to do. Instead, it's your business, and if you want to succeed, follow this model, then you'll succeed. And once you've succeeded enough, get really creative. Because most people who are entrepreneurs get really, really creative and have no model, and it just all falls apart. And I think I alluded to another conversation that happened to me, into very personally, very painfully. But what I realise is, if we just apply the marketing bit of this book, do that exceptionally well, that will be better than any other estate agency marketing I've ever seen in my 4.5 years. Then we can get creative and do all the other really exciting stuff we can do in marketing, especially on the brand stuff. Once you've created enough money for these guys to go, I really need you to invest in the brand, because that's going to make the long-term sustainability of Keller Williams happen. This will get you money now. I want to get you money in 2, 5, 10 years'
so
time.
So it automatically comes in, like Samuels and Unite Franks in this world.
Absolutely. And you just know that people, when they're looking down a list of estate agents, the one that immediately stands out to them is, well, I know Keller Williams does some amazing content, gives almost everything away in terms of advice. It even tells you its business model, which is kind of a bold decision. But it gives all that away. And because of that, because they really care about that individuals in terms of they get the majority of the income of a commission, those people can work with fewer people better than lots of people badly. And in the end, I kept telling myself, what am I fearing here? And I realised what my fear was. I failed in the past, and I was terrified of doing it again. And I started talking about being an employee of Keller Williams. And eventually Ben had a conversation and said, what do you really want? And I went, well, I want to run my own business. And he went, well, that's our model. So you could do that. What business do you want to do? A property marketing company. So why don't you run your own business that's a property marketing company for me, and you've got a group of people who will be really keen to have your help because of your background. And it just landed. Now, for the estate agent, I think, just to complete that picture, is it's all the same things. You know, it's really hard to be a self-employed person. You're on your own. You want to be surrounded by people who are also in the same boat, have been through the same problems, and you have a Ben Taylor who's a bit of an industry genius. You have a Gary Keller who's a bit of an industry genius, who will just tell you everything you need to know to help you be successful. And if I'm going to go after UK's largest, world's most prestigious, why don't I go for the world's largest and fastest growing as my next move, but have my own company within that family?
So it's your job not only to market Keller Williams to the world, it's to help the individual license holders, or whatever you call them, to help them grow their business as well.
Yeah, so the entire model is predicated is we don't force them to take the marketing. They literally subscribe to marketing packages from us, which are extremely affordable, that give them the kind of capability you would have in a much larger corporate, but the cost is just distributed across hundreds of agents.
Okay,
so very affordable.
So what's the other models is like one or two people at the not at the head of the snake, but just, you know,
nice metaphor.
Okay. There's a lot more support. Yeah, because I mean, I must stress, I'm not being paid to do this video. I am a huge fan of Keller Williams. Likewise, I'm also a huge fan of EXP, of Remax.
More the merrier. I love competition.
They're all fantastic. I'm not being paid, as I said, to do this. I just love what Keller Williams do. I love what Ben's doing. Interestingly, there's lots of market centres around the country. I find it fascinating that some seem to be more vocal than others.
Yeah, and again, that's because this is their own business. You know, we will help them get as far as they can, but they run their own business. This is the benefit of being self-employed or running your own business is you choose where to turn the dial up to. I would argue turn it up to 11 on every single occasion and really give back to the community what's good, and then you'll grow. So I'm more quiet.
And what would your message be to license holders of Keller Williams? Because there are, you know, there are other self-employed models where you can't, you know, they're on video more often than I am on LinkedIn, and that's saying something, waving the flag. You know, you don't see many Keller people saying, come and join us, we're brilliant.
I think I mean, there's a phrase that I coined, and now I think it's gone up on a pillar somewhere in someone's office, down in Gatwick, which is Keller who to Keller wow. And it's like, we've kept our light under the bushel. You know, I don't think we've helped people tell the story as well as we can. You know, it's also, there's an aspect towards, it can be quite overwhelming, the amount of training and stuff you could get. And we need to break it down into more manageable chunks to tell our story. We just need to tell our story and say, if you're a property seller, probably get an agent who is self-employed because they'll be more motivated. If you're an agent who wants to work for a self-employed model or in a self-employed model, then I would contend, but I know there's others, that we probably have one of the best models. And therefore, come and talk to us, Lise. What does a conversation cost you?
Doesn't cost anything at all. Thank you for your time today. As I said, I've not been paid to do this video, which is I am a huge fan of Keller Williams, as I am a fan of all the other models. But Simon's here today. We've been doing some great content, and I asked him, what could I do to help you? And I said, could you just do a little promo on Keller, which I'm happy to do. So do check them out. Thank you for your time today, Simon. You've been amazing.
Thanks, Chris.